Well, I thought we were a better team the first half, and you know what we're more pleased about was we've come down here. And you look at the United's team; that's probably their strongest on paper. And then we've had two players on the pitch, Forbes and Granger. The rest have all come through our youth system, and we're including Whitson and Faze and that because they enjoyed us. They joined us as youngsters, so. Fantastic for the club that they can come down here, play a team that's got everything to play for in terms of try to qualify for a place, and to, for us to have as much of the game as we did speaks volumes for the squad that we've got. And that's what we say to them out there, is they'll probably think looking at the team sheet that this could be their day, so that's maybe a little bit cheeky and disrespectful to use, but I would be the same in the dressing room trying to motivate myself to go. So it's not a go at you for saying that. They didn't, but that's just a natural thing to think, oh, well, there's a few boys missing, so here's a challenge for you to go out there and show them that why you're in the team and that we have a lot of faith in you. So I thought they did great, and I thought really we were right on top after we scored. We were the one kicked off the line. It looked like we were going to make it 2-0 before it ever looked like going 1-1. But that was the danger. We switched off at a corner. They got a wee break. I think it came back off the bar, didn't it, to the boy. And they stuck it away. But that changes the momentum of the game, because they now know that they've got back on level terms and that they're going to come down the hill with the wind, putting balls into the box. They've got some good strikers, good players. But I thought we coped great today. We had to change things around too later when one or two wee boys tired, because we started with three at the back and four across the middle. Forbes were playing off the front too, so it was an attacking line-up for a young side. And but lately we just changed it back to our normal, but we always still tried to keep two strikers up, and everybody played their part in what was an excellent performance. I mean, the result at this stage isn't relevant to us because we're qualified, but the performances are important, and boys who you look to see. And I thought there was a lot of pluses today. I thought Dunfermline, that team today done themselves credit and the club credit for putting on a difficult coming to a difficult place with them a lot to play for and stand up to it. And I thought once they got an equaliser, they're going to put pressure on, and this is how we cope, because Kerr Young's no play for a while. You know, we've got Danny in there at left back. You've got two young kids. I thought Spence had a terrific game today. But everybody worked their socks off today for to play for each other, and that was the pleasing thing. So a lot of pluses for me today in that performance.
You're talking about the change of personnel and maybe trying to find someone who can put the ball in the back of the net. Are you pleased with Ryan Thompson doing that today?
Well, Ryan's always, he's not prolific, but I'll tell you what, he sometimes comes up with important goals and everything like that, so it's good to get him back, because he's had a hell of a time with injury and whatnot. So we tried to get him back a couple of weeks ago and he only lasted about 15 minutes because he got another knock. So with Shanks struggling with his groin at the moment, and Jordan Moore's obviously no available, and Ryan Wallace out, we're a wee bit short up front. So it was good that we always intended to play Tomo today and probably next week as well, because the more games he gets before the playoffs, the more match fitness he'll get, because that's what's lacking for him. But in and around the box, he's always a threat and a danger, and he gives us that wee bit presence that we've no go otherwise. So he played well today as well, made it hard for him when he shared the headers and led the line really well. So, but there was a lot of good performances. Shawnee Byrne played well, Wee Spence, as I say, played well. They all worked hard. The boys at the back did great. So we didn't have a fair day. When you look at the number of players and who we left out today, that just speaks volumes for the squad that we've got and what we're trying to do here. And it was very, very encouraging today for the future.
How's Alex Whittle?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. That to give a foul there for a 50-50, which it could have went either way. In fact, it shouldn't have went anyway. It was a 50-50 that should have been allowed to go on, but he's come off second best, but just a knock, so wasn't he? At that stage, it was about just taking off, making sure with what we've got ahead with us, we didn't risk anything. And that's why, as I say, we spent it tired, and it was good to have some of the late geeks just come on with experience, just to shore it up a wee bit and make sure at least they deserve to come away with something today. And they did that. And but I thought if we had got a second goal quickly after we got the first, and I think we would have gone on to win today, and might have deflated them a little bit. But they got the lift and they tried to push forward again and take a bit of momentum for getting that lift. But we we came through that, and that was brilliant, because Ryan Goodfellow had a great save, I think it was for Forrest just after that, and a couple of efforts round about the box a bit. So had we. They had kicked off the line, and we had some great efforts. The goalkeepers had a great save. I think it was it for Danny Granger or Whitts or somebody that's it's over the bar. Was it Alan Smith? I can't remember. It just fell first in the box for a corner. I think it was Granger at it or Smith or
Granger smashed over the bar.
Or was it Big Youngie? Maybe it was Kerry Young. Aye. It was a great save. So no. We came down here with the intentions of leaving a lot of the boys out on four. And it worked out as foul because Forbes is on five bookings and he got booked today, so that's, he maybe missed the Rangers, but that's some clear for the playoffs, so it's worked out in our favour. All right.